answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Danielle.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Seth has been asking his wife, Heather, about a threesome. And she obviously not really happy about the idea. So he wants someone to call her and pretend that, you know, we're the people that she wants to have the three-way with. So that's what I do. I call her up and tell her I want to have the three-way with her, and then Brody will jump in later on. You'll see what Brody does.
So it's a three-way with you and Brody and someone else.
And Heather.
Oh, God, this sounds like an awful, awful thing. Not that I wouldn't have a three-way with the two of you.
Whatever.
Here we go.
We wouldn't want you in our three-way.
Finally.
Hello?
Hi, Heather?
Who's this?
This is Tara.
How do I know you?
Wow, you are. Poof, your picture was hot, but your voice is turning me on already. My goodness. Wow.
Where did you see a picture of me?
Your husband showed it to me. He,
How do you know my husband?
From work. We work together. He didn't tell you I'd be calling?
No. What can I help you with?
About the three-way?
I'm sorry, what?
The three-way. He said that you guys were into three-ways, and so he showed...
You're kidding me.
No, he told me that you'd be... Oh, the way you say that word, my gosh. He told me that, you know, you've been talking about it for a while, and that...
I can't believe that he would say anything like that.
Yeah, and he said that once I talked to you that I would be even more turned on, and he is so right.
Ooh.
You didn't see my picture, because if you did, then I'm sure you would be into this.
I did not see your picture. I don't even know who the... You are.
I mean, he has a topless picture of you on his cell phone. Don't you know about that?
Oh, my God.
Honey, you have nothing to be upset about. You should be proud.
I cannot believe that my husband would show you that picture.
Heather.
That is private.
Heather, I promise you I am really good.
I don't, good at what? This is disgusting.
If you want, you can just lay there. I'll do all the work.
Ew, I am not into women, and I don't appreciate you. You keep saying really kind of disgusting things to me.
Well, I can't help it. You're turning me on. What do you want from me?
I'm not turning you on.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm not trying to do that.
Seth, she is going to kill you.
Oh, she's calling right now.
Okay, conference her in, and I'm not here. It's just you and her, okay?
Okay.
My name is Tara.
Yeah.
I've never heard of her before, and she just called me.
Why
is she calling me? Why? I want to know why Tara, who supposedly works with you that I've never heard of before, just called me and offered to have sex with us.
You did say that you were into it.
We were joking.
I'm sorry.
We were joking. It came up that one time we played that stupid taboo board game or whatever it is. That was joking.
You know, we...
And why? And you showed her that picture.
I just wanted her to see how hot you are. That's all.
It's none of her business how hot I am. That's your business.
Since my birthday's coming up, I just thought that's what...
Are you kidding me? For your birthday? Why would you want to do that? Am I, like, not enough for you all of a sudden or something? What the hell is going on here?
It's not about that. Look, this was just about the sex things. This wasn't about, like, having a relationship or leaving...
What is wrong with the sex that we have with each other?
Nothing is wrong with the sex that we have with each other.
Well, obviously there is. If you need to bring another woman in, why would we need another woman? I wouldn't even do it with another woman. I would not have a threesome with another woman. If I would do anything, I would do it with another man. And how would that make you feel?
I don't know.
Would it make you
really
feel good? Or would you maybe feel a little inadequate? It wouldn't take much, would it? Hello?
Hi, is Heather there?
This is Heather. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike. My wife, Tara, works with your husband.
Oh, dear God.
Your husband just called me. He explained the whole thing.
My husband called you?
Yeah, he explained to me that you're not into my wife. And
what?
But, you know, your husband did say you're not into threesomes with women. So if you'd like, I'd like to come over and have sex with you and your husband. Because if you want a man in...
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Well, I'm not having a threesome with anybody.
If you don't have a preference, your husband and I can just switch off.
No.
Your husband doesn't have to be there.
No.
Is that what it is?
You don't want to be in...
Okay.
This is disgusting.
Your husband said you were really cool. He showed me the picture of you topless on his cell phone. He sent it to me.
He showed you that picture.
Yeah, he emailed it to me. And I got to tell you, you're really hot.
My God.
What can we work out here? I'll buy you dinner, whatever it takes.
Oh, my God.
What?
Ew.
You said you weren't into Tara. You didn't wouldn't
shut
sleep
up.
With a
shut
what?
Up. Shut up. I am not interested.
Okay, I'm really
in
good.
This at all.
I'm really good.
I don't care.
I do
I
this thing
care.
With a feather duster. It would drive you crazy.
This is disgusting. Have you met, do you know, you've met my husband?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's hot,
so
too.
You've met my husband.
Well, I'm bi, so I'd probably do both of you if
I've
that's okay.
I've never even heard of you or your wife before.
Well, Taro.
So what is going on here?
Do you know what a choo-choo train is? Because I'm really good at the choo-choo train.
Ew!
Hold on. Hold on a second. I have an idea. Tara, come here. Get on. Pick up the extension. Tara, yeah. Say hi.
Oh, hey,
listen,
hi.
Tara's here. The two what? Of us would love to come over. If we could bring over a bottle
no,
of wine.
I don't want you people to come over here or
sweetie.
Wine or anything.
Sweetie.
I don't even drink.
You've,
I don't drink.
You sound like that's you a, should. You really sound like you need a little something to relax.
Tell her how good the choo-choo train is. Really.
He is so good at the choo-choo train.
All aboard. You know what I mean?
What
all
is
aboard.
Wrong with
you come on.
Okay.
Woo!
What?
Woo!
Ew. Ew. I cannot believe my husband would do this.
Can we just tell you that Seth is here with us and, you're on the radio. You've been phone tapped.
What the?
Hi, Heather.
Shut up.
Heather.
Say hi to Seth.
Oh, my God. No. Seth, I'm going to kill you. Why would you do this?
I don't know. I just thought it would be pretty funny.
This is what you find funny?
Elvis Duran phone tap. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap.